Ashland Center.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It is 40 degrees at 12 o'clock.
Trump reiterating his pledge to declare a national emergency and use military assets for mass deportations of undocumented immigrants after the inauguration. A vaccine skeptic for the head of HHS, a fracking executive for energy secretary, and a congressman under a House Ethics Committee sexual misconduct investigation for attorney general. A lot of President-elect Trump's cabinet picks are unconventional, but can they be confirmed? Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
The question now for all of these controversial nominees is whether they will be able to get a majority of support in the Senate so that they can actually be confirmed and do these jobs. Or if Donald Trump, if he can't get them confirmed, will he then use his power, try and sway Senate Republicans to go ahead and waive their confirmation and vetting responsibilities so that Donald Trump can put them in place via those recess appointments?
Spirit Airlines is officially broke after hinting at it for days. The low-cost carrier today filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. This is ABC News. Weeks after gunfire aimed at planes forced the FAA to suspend flights into Haiti, a plane in Dallas has been hit.
Southwest Airlines Flight 2494 to Indianapolis was preparing to depart from Dallas Love Field when air traffic controllers on liveatc.net said,
they think that somebody from outside the airport shot a firearm at the aircraft.
99 people were aboard. While no one was hurt, passenger James Lee says,
that could have come at any point into the plane.
He's angry that Southwest didn't tell him what had happened before putting him and his family onto a later flight. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Prosecutors are now expected to rest their case against Daniel Penny, the Marine vet facing manslaughter charges in New York City. He's on trial after putting a homeless man in a chokehold. That man later died. A watch selling for a record at auction. The gold pocket watch was given to the captain of the ship that rescued hundreds of people when the Titanic went down. The nearly $2 million, a record for Titanic memorabilia. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is an overcast 40 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for cloudy and breezy conditions, rain likely, high of 54 with east-southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, breezy with soaking rain, staying mild, fog possible, a low of 50. And tomorrow, rain showers ending in the morning, mostly cloudy and very mild for this time of year, a high of 58. In Richland Center, it is an overcast 40 degrees.
A comfort in a time of need.
From November 20th through December 3rd, Court in Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are offering 36 months of equal payments with no interest on qualified purchases when you use your Synchrony Home Card. For this limited time, make your purchase with affordable monthly installments over 3 years with no interest if paid in full within 36 months. Please note, a 2% promotional charge will be applied by the credit card company. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices and more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing, plus cash back options on select new Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024. Simpson's Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920. With high-quality new and used agricultural and industrial equipment for sale. Simpson's Tractor has also been a trusted service center for the repair of tractors and other farm and industrial machinery.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Good afternoon. It's 40 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Wisconsin Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde has conceded defeat in the race narrowly won by Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin, saying he will not pursue a recount. Hovde could have requested a recount because his margin of defeat was less than one percentage point at about 29,000 votes. But Hovde said today that he would not do that. Hovde would have to head to pay for a recount himself. Baldwin declared victory after the Associated Press called the race for her on November 6th, the day after the election. She outperformed Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin, who lost Wisconsin by about as many votes as Baldwin defeated Hovde. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is grappling with a case affecting whether the swing state's nonpartisan top elections official can remain in her post despite not being reappointed and confirmed by the state Senate. Republicans who control the state Senate tried to fire Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf last year. An attorney for the commission argued before the Supreme Court today that Wolf is validity holding her position as a holdover and the commission is under no obligation to appoint someone. But the attorney for Republican lawmakers argued the commission must appoint an administrator so the Senate can vote on confirming that person. The court will issue a ruling later. The Orchard Manor Committee of the Grant County Board has approved reducing the Orchard Manor Skilled Nursing Facility's licensed beds from 99 to 74. This decision reflects a thoughtful and data-driven approach to adapting to evolving healthcare needs and market conditions. The factors influencing this change include sustained census trends over the past 4 years, the financial burden of a $170 monthly state bed tax per bed, ongoing staffing challenges within the healthcare industry, and the growing preference for private rooms in long-term care. It is important to emphasize that this adjustment will not impact current residents, care, or valued staff roles. Orchard Manor remains committed to providing exceptional care with staffing levels aligned to meet the specific needs of its residents rather than the number of licensed beds. Orchard Manor administration will collaborate closely with state officials to ensure all necessary steps are completed to implement this change responsibly and comply with regulatory requirements. Orchard Manor remains dedicated to serving the community with compassion and professionalism and providing a safe, comfortable, and supportive environment for everyone in its care. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, have announced that $1 million in grants is available for the Teacher Training and Recruitment Grant Program to train and recruit teachers where shortages are most prevalent in Wisconsin. The grants, which cover 2 years of program costs, are available through DWD's expanded Wisconsin Fast Forward program. Wisconsin nonprofit organizations can apply for up to $500,000 to recruit, train, and license teachers to meet the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction's guidelines for serving qualifying school districts. WFF program has funded two rounds of awards in 2020 and 2022 that benefited 10 schools' efforts to train, recruit, and mentor educators. Under the WFF program, the funds are only available to tax-exempt 501c3 and 501c4 nonprofit organizations. Applications are due by 3 o'clock Monday afternoon, December 16th. For additional information or to download an application, consult the grant program announcement and related grant program materials available at wisconsinfastforward.com/WFF_standard.htm. According to a 2023 report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum, the average annual teacher turnover rate from 2009 to 2023 was 11.5%, reaching an alarming 15.8% in the 2022 to 23 school year. This includes both the highest levels of teachers moving between districts and leaving the profession altogether. The report found that both rural and city districts, districts with large populations of low-income students, and students of color and small school districts were the most impacted. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin announced today that Wisconsin will receive over $101 million to help families lower their home energy costs ahead of the winter season. The Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program funding comes through government funding legislation with additional support from the bipartisan infrastructure law. The Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program is a federally funded program that helps households with their home energy bills by providing payment and energy crisis assistance to pay for gas, electric, and other methods customers use to heat their homes. Funding can also be used to weatherize homes to make them more energy efficient and during disasters and extreme weather to mitigate energy emergencies. Individuals interested in applying for the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program can visit energyhelp.us or call the National Energy Assistance Referral Hotline toll-free at 1-866-674-6327. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced it awarded brownfield assessment services to the city of Baraboo to support the investigation of environmental conditions at a former manufacturing property. The award is from the DNR's Wisconsin Assessment Monies Program, which provides contractor services to communities to assess environmental conditions at eligible brownfield sites. A brownfield is a property where expansion, redevelopment, or reuse is complicated by real or potential contamination. Brownfields vary in size, location, age, and past use. The award will support the assessment of environmental conditions at the 0.28-acre property located along the Baraboo River. The city plans to transition the property to park use to increase public access to the river. The future park use will complement planned redevelopment efforts for housing and commercial use at adjacent sites. The property was most recently used for the storage and distribution of dairy products. Prior to 2004, the property was used as a foundry and machine shop for garment manufacturing and sales. Contamination has been found at adjacent properties. The award provides the city with funding to help foster redevelopment through an assessment of the environmental condition of the property. a crucial step forward for a pipeline project in northern Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has granted permits required for Enbridge Energy to reroute its Line 5 pipeline around the land of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. Enbridge must adhere to more than 200 specific conditions included in the permits to ensure it meets state standards for wetlands and waterways. Environmental and tribal activists remain opposed, citing potential wetland and wildlife destruction or contamination and potential oil spills. Enbridge must complete the 41-mile-long project around the Bad River Reservation by November 2027, hire DNR-approved environmental monitors, and allow DNR employees to assess the site during reasonable hours. Average gas prices rose slightly last week with a 1.7-cent bump. The average across the state is $2.83 today. This is 14 cents lower than a month ago and over 19 cents lower than this time last year. According to officials at Gas Buddy, the slight rise is to be expected after the significant drop in prices for several weeks. Several states saw gas prices jump or cycle last week. They will likely see prices decline at the pumps this week. The national average could potentially fall below $3 per gallon just before Thanksgiving. Before you head out to the woods, be sure you're checking your stand for safety. Tree stands are the leading cause of hunting-related injuries and deaths in the U.S. The statistics show about 1 in 3 hunters risk falling and facing serious injury. This is higher for archery hunters at 28% and firearm hunters around 13% of falling or nearly falling. You should inspect your equipment thoroughly before you plan to start hunting. Use a lifeline every time you climb. You should wear a full body harness at all times. Always follow the 3-point rule and keep contact with your stand or tree at 3 points. Use a haul line for your gear and have a hunting plan that you share with someone you trust. Rather than sun lamps and more energy spent to beat the winter blues, maybe try out the Scandinavian concept of hygge. UW-Madison professor Klaus Anderson says spending more time with friends and family in cozy conditions is the key. Anderson says it's that sense of community and togetherness that can help push back the long dark of the winter months, and that sharing time with others can help keep us all a little happier. There were fewer citations and ejections at Saturday night's Badgers football game. UW-Madison police say only 17 people were cited while the Badgers and the Ducks played at Camp Randall. That included several underage drinking violations and a few trespassing and theft incidents. 16 people were tossed from the stadium. 2 people had blood alcohol contents over 2.20. A month-long jury trial begins today for a Shawano County man accused of homicide. Michael Ingold is accused of strangling a woman to death during an argument in the summer of 2022. The case has been scheduled for trial at least 3 times, only to be delayed as both sides went back and forth over the admissibility of evidence, including previous comments by Ingold and expert testimony. Today is reserved for the consideration of various motions, with the jury reporting for duty tomorrow, according to court records. A total of 23 days have been reserved for the trial, ending on December 20th. There will also be a break for Thanksgiving next Thursday and Friday. It's 40 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:20. The annual Operation Christmas Child Collection is underway. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Here's Dr. Nathan Lowe, RAMC child and adolescent psychiatrist.
I really enjoy working with all ages. As a psychiatrist, we work with medications to help with various issues like mood, anxiety, or ADHD, or autism. I'm able to do a lot of therapy for those same types of things. Seeing improvements being made, having a fulfilling, enriched, and a wonderful life, and that affecting the family members around them is the most rewarding part of it for me.
Dr. Lowe is accepting new patients. Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Their cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call them at 739-4440.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's 40 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:22. Operation Christmas Child, a project of Samaritan's Purse, seeks to demonstrate God's love in a tangible way to children in need around the world and, together with the local church worldwide, to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Since 1993, Operation Christmas Child has collected and delivered more than 220 million gift-filled shoeboxes to children in more than 170 countries and territories. Shoebox gifts prepared by donors and filled with toys, personal care items, and school supplies may be dropped off now during National Collection Week. Last year, about 866 boxes were dropped off at the Grace Community Church in Richland Center that area churches and individuals had collected. Grace Community Church will once again serve as a drop-off point this week. Shoeboxes may be dropped off tonight and tomorrow night from 5 to 7, Wednesday and Thursday from noon to 2, Friday from 5 to 7, Saturday from 10 to noon, and Sunday from noon to 2. If you would still like to make a donation to Operation Christmas Child's Christmas Shoebox Program, boxes are available in the entryway of Grace Community Church. The door is not locked, so you can pick up a box at any time and return it this week during the drop-off hours. Boxes delivered to Grace Community Church will then be taken to Madison Drop-Off Point before being taken to Chicago to be inspected and sent on their way. Respiratory virus season is underway in Wisconsin, and it's common this time of year for people to seek antibiotics when sick. When used correctly, antibiotics can help you feel better and save lives. However, when taken unnecessarily, they can cause harmful side effects and contribute to antibiotic resistance. To recognize and raise awareness of the safe antibiotic use, Governor Tony Evers proclaimed this week as Wisconsin Antibiotic Awareness Week, and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is calling attention to the do's and don'ts of taking antibiotics. Antibiotics are only effective for treating certain infections caused by bacteria, and when taken correctly, can prevent and treat serious infections and save lives. However, antibiotics don't treat infections caused by viruses. According to the most recent report on Wisconsin outpatient antibiotic prescribing in 2021, nearly 33,000 prescriptions were written for patients with symptoms associated with viral illness, such as cough, bronchitis, and upper respiratory symptoms, so there is room for improvement in antibiotic prescribing practices in Wisconsin. DHS supports the efforts of healthcare providers in eliminating unnecessary antibiotic prescribing through provider education and engaging with work groups that connect healthcare providers from around the state. DHS also works in healthcare facilities around the state to review their organization's antibiotic use and prescribing trends. These efforts aim to reinforce proper antibiotic prescribing practices among healthcare providers. There are steps you can take to help prevent spreading antibiotic resistance and preserve the life-saving power of antibiotics. Use antibiotics only when needed. Take antibiotics exactly as directed. Complete the entire course of the antibiotic, even if symptoms disappear. Do not take someone else's antibiotics. The antibiotic may not work and may interfere with the correct treatment. Do not ask for an antibiotic when a doctor has determined it's not necessary. Ask a doctor about penicillin allergy. Some people report being allergic to penicillin, but common reactions to penicillin are often mistaken for an allergy. Dispose of antibiotics correctly. Safely dispose of unused antibiotics in a drug drop box. And find more information about safe antibiotic use and antibiotic resistance on the DHS website. The CDC and World Health Organization are warning against spiking levels of measles worldwide, as well as here in the U.S. The largely preventable and highly contagious disease has had 266 confirmed cases in the U.S. so far this year. Last year, worldwide, there was a 60% increase in measles cases as misinformation about vaccine safety led to declines in vaccination rates. In the U.S., vaccination rates fell to 92.7% for the 2023-24 school year. Over 100,000 people, mostly children, died last year from measles worldwide. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has announced that Wisconsin ranked number one throughout the country for the most prescription medications collected during the fall 2024 drug take-back collection. Wisconsin collected 55,493 pounds of unwanted medications this fall. Wisconsin has collected a total of 1,312,654 pounds of unwanted medications since drug take-back began in 2010 under the leadership of the Drug Enforcement Administration. Wisconsin ranks third in the nation for the most medications collected since inception, falling only behind Texas with 1,472,805 pounds and California with 1,428,799 pounds collected. Nationwide since inception, 19,200,440 pounds of unwanted medications have been collected during drug take-back events. The DEA leads two drug take-back days a year, one in the spring and one in the fall. DOJ partners with Wisconsin Department of Health Services to organize and promote drug take-back throughout Wisconsin. Drug take-back provides a safe, convenient, and responsible means of disposal while also educating the community about the potential abuse and consequences of improper storage and disposal of these medications. While Drug Take-Back Day technically only happens twice a year, any day can be Drug Take-Back Day at one of Wisconsin's more than 500 permanent drug disposal boxes. These boxes are accessible year-round at law enforcement agencies, hospitals, pharmacies, and health clinics. Drop boxes are located at the Richland Center City Hall, the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Viola Village Hall, and Center Pharmacy. This November, the American Red Cross is asking donors to gather their friends and be there for patients by making a blood or platelet donation. Festive activities and busy calendars this time of year can disrupt normal routines, leading to a drop in blood donation appointments. Eligible individuals are encouraged to make donating blood a priority, especially those with type O blood and those giving platelets. Two blood drives will be held Thursday. The first will be from 8:30 to 1:30 at Kickapoo High School. The second will be from 9 to 2 at the Richland Center High School. Those wishing to help patients make memories this holiday season can book a blood or platelet donation appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The cast and crew of Riverdale's one-act play When Bad Things Happen to Good Actors advance to the state competition. The group will perform Thursday night at 6:10 on the campus of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Governor Tony Evers and First Lady Kathy Evers invite the public to contribute ornaments for this year's Tribute to Our Troops holiday tree at the Executive Residence. The Tribute to Our Troops tree tradition began in 2005 and honors Wisconsin service members who have served or are currently serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. Ornaments can be sent in honor of Wisconsin service members, past and present, in Wisconsin and abroad. The invitation is open to families of soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guard members. All ornaments are welcome and can be personalized to honor fallen service members, those who are deployed overseas this holiday season, and all who wear the uniforms of the nation's armed forces. Please note that ornaments will not be returned to senders. To be included as part of this year's Tribute to Our Troops, tree ornaments must be received no later than Tuesday, December 3rd at SFC Liam Walsh, 6001 Manufacturers Drive, Madison, Wisconsin, 53704. The latest winner in the Ithaca Football Boosters calendar raffle are Saturday's winner, Quinton Kleinsaucer, Sunday's winner was Johnny Honer, and today's winner is Jesse Stellner. It's 41 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are next.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Having at least one major credit card and using it responsibly is a great way to build healthy credit. At WCCU Credit Union, we recognize that different lifestyles require different options. If you like to keep it simple, we offer a Platinum card. However, if you enjoy earning perks, you'll love our Ruby Rewards or Emerald Cashback cards. Both come with great ways to earn points and some free travel insurance, too. At WCCU, not only do we offer some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, but we also service them locally with people you know and trust. With holiday shopping and traveling coming up, now's a great time to apply online for your card at WCCU.coop. Or for more information, visit any of our WCCU offices.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union. Feel so right.
Hi, this is Kendra Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
It's 41 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:34. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Robert Dauber Dobson, 80, of Muscadet, died Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 until 3 with a time of sharing at 3 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. If the weather is good, please bring your classic car or muscle car for the last car show for Dauber. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for a scholarship fund for technical education. Dauber Dobson is survived by his daughter, Gerilyn and Dave Bartnick of Lodi, a son, Bob Dobson of Muscadet, a granddaughter, brother, Daniel and Joan Dobson, nieces, nephews, and friends. Robert Dauber Dobson, 80, of Muscadet. Dwayne J. Parkin, 64, of Spring Green, died Wednesday. A private burial will be held at a later date. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Dwayne Parkin include a daughter, Brittany Parkin of Massachusetts, five sisters, Monica Hamm and Jordan Ellefson, Jean and Clay Porter, Susan and Gerard Gunlock, Victoria and Rick Lane, and Cynthia Pletcher. Also many nieces and nephews. Dwayne J. Parkin, 64, of Spring Green. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Rebecca Powell had a daughter, Heidi.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Water is essential to life, and at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, that belief drives their commitment to the community. With over 50 years of experience, they provide professional, reliable water system services for residential, agricultural, and commercial needs. Whether it's installation or repairs, their team is available 24/7, 365 days a year, ensuring your water system is always in top shape. For trusted service in Richland Center and the surrounding areas, call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Attention Boscobel and Center Pharmacy patients. The 2025 Medicare D renewal period is now underway. Need help with your Medicare D drug plan? They're here to answer all your questions and guide you through the process. Let them help you find the best plan that works for you, saving you time and hassle. Because with Boscobel and Center Pharmacies, you're not just a customer, you're family. Call today to schedule your Medicare D review.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Al and Julie Hatch. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, a large mass of rain just on our southern doorstep moving in now, thanks to a powerful low-pressure system situated near Kansas City. That will be sliding right up into Minnesota by tomorrow morning, dragging all this moisture in. We could see upwards of an inch of rainfall through tomorrow morning before it tapers off. Plenty of wind as the system comes in as well. It will stay mild through tomorrow. Enjoy that, because much cooler weather, back to seasonal conditions on the way by Wednesday and Thursday as gusty west to northwest winds blow in. We could very well see a few rain and snow showers cross the region as well, although anything heavier probably staying over parts of northeast and east Wisconsin into lower Michigan. We do expect dry weather to return Friday and Saturday before the next weather system slides across the northern plains toward us on Sunday and Sunday night. Again, could bring some mixed precipitation, so it certainly bears watching. This active pattern will likely stick around throughout Thanksgiving week. The forecast for the rest of today, cloudy and breezy with rain moving in from the south as temperatures hold in the low 50s for highs. Winds out of the east-southeast 10 to 20. Breezy with soaking rain tonight, staying mild with fog possible. Low near 50. Southeast wind 15 to 25. Tomorrow rain showers ending in the morning. Mostly cloudy and very mild for this time of the year with highs in the upper 50s. Southwest wind 10 to 20. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, turning colder with a small chance of light rain and snow showers late, low 33. Wednesday, cloudy, breezy, and cool, 50% chance of scattered light snow and rain showers with a high of just 40. On Thursday, mostly cloudy, windy, and chilly. Isolated light rain and snow showers are possible, low 27 with a high of 40. Friday, maybe a few peaks of sunshine, still breezy, low 30, high 41. And for the Deer Hunter, Saturday, partly cloudy, low 27 with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a damp 42 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 50, our low this morning was 25. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 42. The record high for this date was set in 1953 at 73 degrees. The record low 3 was set in 1873. Last year's high was 56 with a low of 22. Sunset tonight will be at 4:35, with sunrise tomorrow at 7. Currently in Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds 3 to 4 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.82, and we have received just a trace of precipitation so far today. With sprinkles, it's currently 42 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Recent developments impact advocacy efforts for animal agriculture. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
At the end of last month, animal agriculture advocacy group Protect the Harvest ceased operations because of declining financial support. I talked about it with Hannah Thompson-Weeman, who heads a different group with a similar purpose, the Animal Agriculture Alliance.
It's very unfortunate to see that organization not able to move forward. We believe that we need more voices in this space and not fewer. And they certainly took a different approach to the issues and communicating about them than the Alliance does in our typical operations. But again, there was a lot of room for collaboration to try to safeguard animal agriculture.
Animal rights groups are much better funded than animal ag defenders. Still, in the recent election, several state and local ballot initiatives involving animal ag came out in favor of ag. And Thompson Weeman says overall election results do not bode well for the anti-animal ag contingent.
Potentially a little bit less optimistic under a changing administration, looking towards the new year from some activist groups that thought they might be able to get some traction on things like the dietary guidelines, the farm bill and subsidies and those types of things that they're trying to challenge.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
The Senate's version of the Farm Bill has been introduced. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. With three distinct modes of action, Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn sends above-ground pests 6 feet under. Maximize yield potential with PowerCore Enlist and start your best year with Pioneer. U.S. Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow has introduced her version of a farm bill for consideration. The proposed legislation includes $39 billion in new resources, including $20 billion for a farm safety net that would increase reference prices and provide immediate assistance to producers impacted by severe weather and declining revenue. The Democratic version increases reference prices by 5 to 15% for each commodity, but falls short of the updates passed by the U.S. House Ag Committee. Stabenow says the bill builds on her proposal released in May and holds a bipartisan farm coalition together. Ranking member John Bozeman released the committee's Republican framework in June, and the House Ag Committee passed a bill out of committee in May, which has yet to be introduced on the House floor. A Washington, D.C.-based public relations expert says agriculture in America is under a well-funded attack. Jack Hubbard says groups like Humane Society of the U.S. and American Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals have a singular mission.
They wake up every single morning and they want to put people in agriculture out of business. They want this to be the last generation that the farm doesn't get passed down to the next because they have a moral objection to what folks are doing.
He tells Brownfield.
The Humane Society of the United States. According to their tax returns, they give 1% of their budget to local pet shelters. The ASPCA, you see their ads, they raised over $300 million last year. They run one pet shelter.
Hubbard says the funds are primarily used to sway public opinion and fund lobbying efforts on both sides of the aisle at state and federal levels of government. The proposed Summit Carbon Solutions Pipeline project has the approval of North Dakota regulators. North Dakota's Public Service Commission voted unanimously Friday to approve a siting permit for the modified 333-mile route within that state. North Dakota denied Summit's pipeline permit in 2023. Summit Carbon Solutions says so far they have easements for more than 80% of the North Dakota route. Iowa has approved the pipeline, but Summit still needs approval to go ahead in South Dakota, Nebraska, and Minnesota. The USDA is reporting a few new export sales to start the week. Mexico bought more than 260,000 tons of soybeans. The Philippines picked up 135,000 tons of soybean meal. India purchased 30,000 tons of soybean oil. All three were for delivery in the current, respective marketing years. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
You've got choices. You've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wiffles Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wiffles Hybrids.
What's a corn farmer's favorite dog?
A husky.
Some things shouldn't be flat. But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at ghxseed.com/connect.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we ensure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet and cash hogs are firm at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet as buyers and sellers are preparing for the week ahead. Bids and asking prices won't likely be established today, and significant trade volume is expected to be delayed until the back half of the week. Last week, Northern Dress business had a full range of $287 to $300, mostly $290. $3 lower than the previous week's weighted averages. Live deals in Kansas and Texas were at $185, $2 lower than the prior week's weighted average basis. Boxed beef is mixed at midday with strong and light demand on moderate offerings. Choice up $4.48 at $307.82. Select is $1.09 lower at $275.05. In Nebraska last week, steers less than 500 pounds are fully steady. Steers 500 to 800 pounds are $7 to $9 higher, and steers over 800 pounds were steady. Heifers under 800 pounds were $2 to $5 higher, and heifers over 800 pounds were steady to $3 higher on a thin test. The USDA says demand is moderate to good for calves, feeders, and bred heifers and cows. Feeder supply included 68% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers 550 to 599 pounds brought $280 to $330. Feeder steers 600 to 649 pounds brought $282 to $312.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer 601 to 648 pounds brought $241 to $276. Cash hogs are firm at midday with very light negotiated purchases. Processors are typically slow to get the week's business started, very much taking a wait-and-see approach as they gauge retail buying interest. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, which has been helping provide some price support, but domestic demand has been inconsistent, which creates uncertainty in the market. The industry is monitoring the availability of market-ready hogs, as it appears supplies may be tighter than estimated. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct are up 25 cents with a weighted average of 83.12. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $60. And pork values were weak at midday, down 8 cents at 97.03. Ribs, bellies, hams, and butts were all lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
What do you want from an ag lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making and values relationships. And when your farm faces financial challenges, someone who looks you in the eyes and says, we are here for you. Find what you're looking for at Compeer Financial. Compeer Financial, here for you. Let's work together. Call 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
If you're in the market for a pole building, call Harchi Lumber, your friendly hometown source for all of your building and lumber supply needs. From beginning to end, the experienced crews at Harchi Lumber have the know-how to build a quality structure you expect. Archie Lumber will engineer your pole building to your specific needs and requirements while meeting your local building codes. To get your building project started, call 608-985-7207 or stop in at Archie Lumber along Highway 23 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Soybean and corn futures are mixed. Cattle and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mixed back on the mostly firm side of things. South American planting and development conditions generally look favorable with the trade expecting big crops. Mexico did buy U.S. soybeans this morning. The Philippines picked up bean meal and India purchased bean oil. January soybeans are 3.5 higher at 10.02. March is up 2.5 at 10.11 and a quarter. December bean meal's back to 30 cents higher at 289.90. December soybean oil's 41 points lower at 44.94. Corn's mixed. The U.S. corn harvest essentially over. The focus is firmly on the planting and development weather in Argentina and Brazil. Export and ethanol demand continue to be solid, providing some support. December's up 4.75 at 4.28 3/4. March is 4.25 higher at 4.39 1/2. And with the dollar index down, wheat is up, monitoring the rising Black Sea region tensions, which could impact exports. The USDA's winter wheat crop condition rating should be up on the week. That's out today at 4 Eastern, 3 Central. December Chicago's up 12.5 at 549. December Kansas City's 15.5 higher at 555.5. December Minneapolis is up 14.25 at 586.5. Live and feeder cattle are higher ahead of this week's direct business. Choice box beef's up at midday, select is down. December live's 85 higher at 183.80, and February's up 45 at 185.70. January feeders are up $1.77 at 249. And hogs are supported by short covering and technical buying. Pork's weak at midday, cash is steady to firm. December lean's up 42 at 79.92, and February's 32 higher at 83.22. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Strong demand for beef despite higher prices. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. It's no secret the U.S. cattle herd is still small and the retail prices for beef have been on the rise, but demand has been steady. Kara Lee with Certified Angus Beef says that isn't too surprising, specifically because of the high quality of U.S. beef.
We've seen a lot of consumer interest in, you know, maybe it's trying a new cut, maybe it's not downgrading for quality, but trading out for a different portion size, a different cut, maybe learning how to try something new. They're looking for a trusted beef brand. If they're trying something new, they want to come to CertifiedAngusBeef.com to figure out how to prepare that meal. If they're going out to eat at a restaurant, they're not going to settle for just any steakhouse. They want to go to a steakhouse where they know they're going to get the best bang for their buck and a memorable experience.
And part of the reason that quality remains so high is because producers are making investments in genetics.
Marbling is an extremely heritable trait. So as producers are thinking about the kind of bulls they're adding into their cow herd, the kind of genetic selection they're making across the board, while marbling isn't the only trait they need to think about, it's certainly one that leaves a lot of opportunity for some pretty dramatic improvement from a genetic perspective.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
The Hartungs were a family long before they became a business. Galen and Lorna Hartung taught their kids about hard work and honesty, not just in words, but in action. Randy Hartung remembers the day he learned the value of work. His parents handed him a bill for his sixth grade school clothes. From there, he and his siblings earned their way by mowing lawns, helping on farms, and sweeping floors at the co-op. Today, that family-driven dedication continues at Hartung Brothers, where they still prioritize honesty, hard work, and meeting customers' needs.
WRCO 100.9 FM. Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Health officials alerting stores and customers about bagged organic carrots linked to an E. coli outbreak. One person has died, more than a dozen others hospitalized, and more than a dozen brands of carrots.